Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Luke Kaminsky, please?
He's not here.
Okay, ma'am, that's no problem. We can actually do this survey with anyone. Would you have a few minutes of your time to help us out?
What's the survey for?
Okay, this survey is about the next elections for president and office.
This should be a good one. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, and does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, and are you 18 and older and registered to vote, ma'am?
Yeah, we're older.
Okay. I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November's 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be a definitely vote?
We have
probably vote.
20 years. Definitely will.
Okay, thank you. All right, and regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay, would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. All right, ma'am, in November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote, for President Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Okay. And, okay, just for qualification purposes, what is your age, ma'am?
74, I think, or 75, I don't know.
75?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 75. Okay, and just to be sure we represent everybody, may I ask what is your race, ma'am?
White.
Okay, thank you. All right, and please rate me your level of motivation for voting on, you know, in the upcoming presidential election, congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated, but you can use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
All right, thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied and let Trump get back in.
So satisfied, right? Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
And would that be strongly approved or just somewhat approved?
Strongly.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and do you approve or disapprove the way Democrats in U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
So-so.
Would that be somewhat approved or strongly approved? Or somewhat disapproved?
I guess strongly approved for what they have to work with.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress, you know, to be focused on. For each, please, I want you to rate it from a scale from 0 to 10, where how important an issue is for them focus on. Use a 10 if it's most important. Use a 5 if it's somewhat important. Use a 0 if it isn't important at all. Okay. But you can use any number. The first one will be addressing immigration and border security. From 0 to 10.
9.
Okay, protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
10. Okay, banning assault weapons.
10.
Combating climate change and protecting the environment.
10.
Improving K through 12 education.
9.
Okay, fighting inflation and improving the economy.
9.
Banning TikTok.
10.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
And protecting our personal data online from foreign countries.
10.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you? Yes or no?
I don't say the one word over the phone, but it's not no.
It's not no, or is it yes or no?
I don't say the one word. How long is this going to go on?
Well, ma'am, only we've like 50%, so maybe the same time we've been doing it is what it takes.
Okay.
But we're almost done. Okay.
We're not almost done if this is only halfway through.
Yeah, but you know the most is very simple. Okay. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100.
What was the 100 number?
Okay. 100, and that means very warm and favorable. Okay, the first one will be Hakeem Jeffries from 0 to 100.
50%.
50. Okay, Republicans in Congress.
20.
20. Mike Johnson.
I know he's Republican, but I say 75.
75. Okay. TikTok.
10.
10. Okay. Donald Trump.
0.
Okay, Joe Biden?
95.
Democrats in Congress?
95.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
About 50.
50. Meta / Facebook?
What before Facebook?
Meta / Facebook.
60.
60. And Elon Musk?
20.
20. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, you can say that too.
Biden.
Okay, Joe Biden. All right, and generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president? In your own words, ma'am.
I think he's doing a fine job. It's just the people that are manipulating the film and that and putting things on there. If you actually see the real film, it's nothing like what they're putting on TV.
Okay. He's doing a good job and just people talking bad about him, right?
Or showing film that has been, not the true film.
Okay, all right. Okay, ma'am, and changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? A great deal, a fair amount, not too much, or nothing at all?
A fair amount.
Fair amount. Okay, and generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity or our society or more of a threat?
More of a threat.
Okay, so be somewhat more of a threat or much more of a threat?
Much more.
Much more. All right, ma'am, and which of the following is closest to your view? Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are? Tech companies should be less regulated than currently are, or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right?
Should be more regulated.
More regulated, okay. And thinking about, the potential use of misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? North Korea, law enforcement, China, Russia, foreign tech companies, U.S. government, big U.S. tech companies?
I would say China.
China, okay. All right.
Yep. Are we all right,
ma'am,
done?
Yes, ma'am, we're 75%. Just the last part.
Last part, about how many questions?
Maybe about, like, you know, 10 or 15 questions, but they're really fast, you know, about, you know, tech companies. That's about it. We're almost finished, ma'am. Okay, in switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, okay? Would you say Facebook, multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week?
No,
multiple times
I don't even go on my computer.
Okay, so not at all, right? Not at all. Okay, YouTube.
Nope.
X, formerly Twitter.
Nope.
Instagram.
Nope.
And
when I retired, I said I'm done with the computer.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement, okay? TikTok keeps its users' data secure. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
Strongly disagree.
Meta plays a negative role in society.
Strongly agree.
Okay, X or Twitter plays a negative role in society.
Somewhat agree.
Okay, Meta keeps its users' data secure.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat disagree on that one?
Strongly.
Okay, TikTok plays a negative role in society.
Strongly agree.
And X or Twitter keeps the users' data secure.
Disagree.
Would you say strongly disagree? Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing into a law? Yes, a lot, yes, a little, or not, haven't heard?
Against TikTok?
Yes, about signing a law, you know.
Yes, I have heard.
A lot or just a little bit?
Well, when it came out originally, you know, just when the news came out about it, I heard about it, but I haven't heard that much. You know,
okay, so just a little bit. Okay. All right, ma'am. Next, I'd like to ask you about, you know, the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signing into law, which will ban TikTok from U.S., you know, and its parent company doesn't from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
They want to ban it?
Yes, they want to, that's what they want to do. If the parent company doesn't, you know, divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months.
I support it.
Oh, strongly support it or just somewhat support it?
Just somewhat.
Somewhat support it. All right, ma'am, and generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
Probably vote for him.
Much more likely to vote for it or someone
more likely
to vote for it?
Yep.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am. And do you think, what's Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? Was it they are concerned that China could be, you know, could use TikTok to spy on us? They are trying to silence certain voices they don't want, you know, they don't like or agree with. They are playing politics, or are they trying to help their rich special interest friends and donors? They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens. They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok. They want to protect U.S. citizens' data security, or they have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who works for TikTok competitors.
I think they want to protect the people.
They want to protect... Yes, ma'am. We're like 92, okay? 92%. Okay, you said, which one? Protect who?
Well, protect the people. I'm going. Goodbye.